Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning and welcome to Triad Today, a weekly community affairs program on 98.7 Simon. I'm Charlie, your host. It's the 90s and you're looking for something to do in Winston-Salem. Do you check Facebook for event notifications? Nope. Do you call your friends on their cell phones to see where they are? Probably not. Fact is, it was pretty difficult to find out what was going on and where it was happening without putting in a bit of effort. That is, until Smitty's Notes came along. What started as a one-stop newsletter to help his friends know about the nightlife in Winston-Salem has now turned into Jeff Smith's legacy. The man with his finger on the pulse of the Winston-Salem entertainment scene for 25 years is joining me this morning to tell us all about Smitty's Notes. Good morning, Jeff.
All right. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us. So take us back to the late 90s and what it was like trying to find out what was going on town on any given night.
Well, I mean, I always knew what was going on around town. Being a local from Winston-Salem, you kind of like knew the ebb and flow of the city. So I've never had a problem finding things to do.
But getting your friends connected and getting everyone in the same place, that was a little difficult back then.
Yeah, back in the late 90s. But, you know, it was a group of us. We called ourselves the Traveling 600, the 600 people that you see everywhere. And we always found things to do.
So what made you decide to put together a newsletter so that everybody was on the same page?
Well, it was actually by accident. I was emailing about 10 of my friends, telling them this is what's going on this weekend. And, you know, it slowly started to grow. That actually that email that I sent to my friends, I actually got it back myself. And I was going like, hey, let's differentiate what's going on. And so I started calling it Smitty's Community Notes. This is your community service announcement.
Back then, it's really hard for people to imagine, but online blogs and newsletters and even sending out an email newsletter wasn't really that common yet. So what made you decide to do it online as opposed to, you know, printing out something?
Well, I mean, email was fresh and new. You got to look back in 1997 that we basically just started the whole email generation thing. You know, people kind of like getting email addresses. So so I decided to kind of like, you know, just put it in a regular format and send it out to my friends. And from that, a number of us kind of like passed it along, and then it eventually kind of like grew. So it wasn't like an organized thing. It just happened by accident.
How long did it take you to realize that you were really onto something with Smitty's Notes?
Probably about 6 months. And then about that time, maybe a year out, the Winston Journal caught wind of the newsletter, and one of the columnists wrote about it and said, hey, if you're looking for things to do in the city, this is the email you need to sign up for. And all of a sudden, you know, I got home that day after the article went out, and I had 50 emails in my box. Now, you got to think back in 1997. You know, 50 emails in your box was kind of like impressive. Today we get 50 emails in our box every day.
Right. Today it's annoying, but back then it was like, whoa, what is happening?
Exactly.
How has Smitty's Notes grown and changed over the years?
Well, it's basically all organic. I mean, we pass it around to various people. It's always been that way. And that's been part of the growth of the newsletter. One of the things that I've been impressed with is that I've done very little marketing for it. Basically, it's kind of like grew on its own. And now I have over 15,000 people who sign up for the newsletter.
And today you have a website, you're on Facebook, you're not just an email blast, you can be found in a few different localities, correct?
Yeah, now it's more a social media outlet between Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter.
So basically you were one of the first influencers letting people know these are the places you need to be in Winston-Salem.
Yep, pretty much, yeah, I'm a social media influencer.
What kind of obstacles have you run into while producing Smitty's Notes? Any difficulties over the years?
You know, it's just trust, especially with the restaurateurs, people who are actually opening a restaurant or having an event that they want to make sure that the word gets out in a proper way. And my view is that I'm developing a relationship with you. And so I don't want to ruin that relationship by jumping the gun and doing like the rest of the media said, or were saying, was that if we didn't get any cooperation from you, that we're going to write the story anyway. And my view is that, hey, I'm going to be with these people like long term. So, let's just develop a relationship with you and publish it when it's time to do it.
You're not asking for people to buy ads. You know, your new business is opening. So, yeah, we'll be happy to tell people if you purchase this much. You just want to get the information out.
Right. And two, you got to think back in 2000 all the way up to 2010. Winston-Salem was basically kind of reinventing itself with new events and restaurants and things of that sort. So it was more of a oracle to let people know that things were happening in the city.
And now here we are 25 years later, and Smitty's Notes is still the first place many people look to see what's happening in Winston-Salem. Even though we have all these other social media, Google, in Winston-Salem, Smitty's Notes is the gold standard. Jeff, could you ever have imagined that 25 years later you'd still be doing this?
No. If you would have asked me back in 1997, would I be celebrating my 25th year this year? I would have told you, you're crazy. but here we are. And I'm happy of the longevity of the newsletter and also being able to develop trust within the community for it. And, one thing, Charlie, people don't realize is that, you might say that I'm the entertainment person, but I do a lot of community work. I've served on the Arts Council Board, Downtown Partnership, the Millennium Fund Board. So there's more to Smitty's Notes than just events and things going on around Winston. It's about developing initiatives and pushing them through.
So you're not only reporting on the nightlife that's happening, but you're also working to make sure that the community grows and that we get more nightlife, more places to eat, more things to do.
Exactly. Because one of the things that when you're recruiting a business is that they want to ask you, how's your downtown looking? Because they want to kind of like keep the employees happy and everything. So, I play in the quality of life space in which, you can say to this company that this component related to why we're recruiting you is working in our downtown because we've kind of like looked at it as a way, as a recruitment tool for the community.
That brings me to thinking about some of the different Winston-Salem pages that talk about, new businesses that are coming and different things like that. And people always sit there and say, why don't we get this? Why don't we get that? We have too many breweries or whatever, but there's a whole lot of factors that go into new businesses coming to Winston-Salem, correct?
Exactly. And, the latest thing I've been hearing is like all the apartments that have gone up over the last couple of years in the downtown area. And, one of the things that people don't realize is that we were behind the curve related to apartments being built. These apartment builders have done their research and they feel that our downtown is probably where the next group of young professionals want to be. And too, a lot of the young professionals are mobile. They actually like either work, you know, an hour away and drive in, or they work from home and they work remotely. And it's not really a problem for them to kind of like have a place downtown because it's, you know, it's conducive for them.
Right. And, you know, I hate that some places are more expensive than others, that everyone can't just live wherever they want to. But these builders are not going to build these kind of apartments if they don't know that the city can handle it.
Yeah, because, you know, the bank's going to ask how you're going to pay the money back.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but, you know, that's one thing that I'm pretty proud of, too, is that seeing the community grow, and that's through apartments and more breweries and more restaurants and stuff. And the quality of life is a lot better than it was back in 1997.
Absolutely. In 97, you didn't go downtown, really. And now it's very, very different, right?
Right. Yep. You know, you can walk out and just see the hustle and bustle, you know, of our little city. And I've been pretty proud of that because we've come a long way going back to the 90s as far as like being an active downtown community.
Jeff, you've done so many things over the years connected with Smitty's Notes, but what are some of the things that you're most proud of?
Well, you know, it's a couple of things. One is I always harped on volunteerism, and the reason being is that when you volunteer, you're actually like meeting other people who have a common interest as you. So being able to connect people to volunteer opportunities in Winston has been great. I was involved with volunteerism early on, that, you know, as far as being on a board, and was able to kind of like see it through over the years. And now we have the Hands-On Northwest North Carolina, which is a volunteer arm of the city. And I look at it as a way that people, you know, can give back to the community, but also meet people in the community.
That's wonderful. Jeff, we mentioned earlier, you were really an influencer long before influencers were even a thing. So you're pretty much an expert in that field. Do you have some tips that you would give to somebody who is just starting out trying to connect with the community?
Basically, just learn about who your market is. You know, who the people you're trying to reach. That's the big thing. And a lot of people, you know, because there've been like a lot of Instagram type blogs have come out, and events have come out, and, you know, similar to Smitty's Notes. And, you know, looking at it, these people know who their audience are. And they've been able to cater to it. I mean, you got the Best of Winston-Salem. You got the Go-To of Winston. These people know who their audience is. And I'm pretty proud of that.
And you also have to understand that you can't just be a writer. You've got to go out and experience these things, take the pictures, give real honest reviews of the different places and the things that you want to tell people about. You can't just sit in your house and type behind a keyboard. You've got to get out there and experience all of these events, clubs, restaurants, festivals, parks. You've got to live the life. It's a commitment.
Yep, I did a lot of that, you know, back in the 2000s. I'm a little bit more sedentary now than I used to be. but yeah, you do have to go out and show people. That's one thing I like about the Instagram newsletters they have started up, is that they're able to show people things that they didn't know about their community.
Yeah, they can share pictures, videos, instant reactions, live feeds, things that you couldn't do when you started out with an email.
Initially, no. Now, we took pictures, you know, back in the 2000s of events and posted those on my website and everything, just to give people a visual of what they either were part of or might have missed out on.
Mm-hmm. But now, today, you can just instantly put it up there.
Yep.
All right, Jeff. Well, how long do you continue to keep writing Smitty's Notes?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, at some point, you got to ask, you know, you've done all you can do. And we're kind of having that conversation with myself and various other people to figure out exactly how do we go forward with Smitty's Notes.
Do you write the whole newsletter yourself, or do you have other contributors and other people who help you do it?
I do it all myself. And, you know, the newsletter's kind of morphed over the last 25 years from being able to tell people events to be able to tell people about community initiatives, things of that sort. And now it's more of an aggregate of various things that I'm able to kind of like post about instead of kind of like writing like I used to.
So do you think you might hand it off to someone else, or does Smitty's notes end when Smitty is finished?
Well, I mean, there's only one Smitty, so I mean, related to Smitty's notes, but you know, it's a, that's part of the conversation. Where does it go from here? And hopefully, you know, we'll come to that conclusion within, I guess, the next year.
What would you like to share with our listeners about celebrating 25 years of Smitty's Notes?
Well, the biggest thing is that, you know, once you realize that you've got something, go for it and have the tenacity to kind of like keep it going. A lot of folks realize that, you know, you don't make a lot of money doing newsletters like this and stuff. And you've got to go into it for the right reasons. Are you going in it for financial gain? Or are you going in it as a way to help the community?
In what ways, Smitty, do you feel like you've been a positive influence on the community over the years?
It's just connecting people. One of the biggest things that I love is I used to have a dinner program called Evening with 8 Plus Smitty, which I got people together with a community leader, and they talked about, you know, what they did and different types of initiatives. And then after that, you know, after the speaker spoke, we sat down and had dinner and found out that, you know, there are people, you know, just like you and I that have common interests that you didn't know about before.
Well, Jeff, you have been an amazing influence on the community of Winston-Salem. You've helped it grow. You've helped connect people. You've done so many things to improve this city, and people are so grateful to you for your contributions. Where can people find Smitty's Notes?
It's easy. You can go to smittysnotes.com. And there's a pop-up for the newsletter, but also you can go to the website and try to find, you know, things that you want to do personally or learn about your community. We've got different sections from community, restaurant, bars, and events. So just go to the website and peruse along to your until you find what you need.
And they could also find you on Facebook, correct?
Yeah, you can go to the Smitty's Notes Facebook group. We kind of feed that every day to let people know what's going on in our community.
Jeff Smith, Smitty to so many people, and the creator of Smitty's Notes, the source for entertainment in Winston-Salem. Congratulations on your 25 years. We hope to have many, many more. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me this morning.
Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate it.
And once again, to find out anything and everything that's going on and coming to Winston-Salem, visit smittysnotes.com and find the Smitty's Notes group on Facebook. If you have an event, an organization, or something exciting that you'd like everyone to know about the community, please send an email to charlie@987simon.com. That's Charlie with an E-Y. And to find this and other interviews from Triad Today, visit 987simon.com, click on the podcast tab, and look under Simon On Demand. I'm Charlie, and thank you for listening to Triad Today on 987 Simon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.